My friends, let us begin our celebration as we begin all things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all.
The last time Edward J. Burns was in Wrangell was 2006 when he celebrated Holy Week at St. Rose of Lima Catholic Church at the request of then-Bishop Michael W. Warfel. The Pittsburgh native had made previous trips to Juneau with other priests, but he says it was during his visit to Wrangell where he was fascinated by the diocese of Juneau and the city.
It was a wonderful experience. Now, coming back as bishop, this is definitely an interesting turn of events. I would never have guessed that one day I would be named bishop and that I would be coming back as the fifth bishop of the Diocese of Juneau.
Wrangell is the birthplace of Catholicism in Alaska. St. Rose of Lima was built in 1879, permanently establishing the church's presence. Burns says he knows how important it is for Wrangell to have the distinction of having the oldest church in the state.
Well, it's here at St. Rose of Lima that the Catholic faith took root in the territory of Alaska. And this is indeed the springboard from which the Catholic faith is branching out all throughout the state of Alaska.
130 years later, that branch grew into three dioceses and over 80 parishes that serve 53,000 plus Catholics in the state.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you."
Burns says he realizes that as a Catholic priest, he took a vow of obedience to go wherever the church needs him. So when he got the call to go from the Archdiocese of Pittsburgh to the Diocese of Juneau, he had no problem stepping up to the plate. Burns recalled that moment during Sunday's Mass. He says he was visiting his parents in Arizona at the time when he received a voicemail message from the papal nuncio to the U.S., Archbishop Pietro Sombi. Burns returned the call to find out that Pope Benedict XVI had selected him to become the fifth bishop of the Diocese of Juneau. He knew his life had changed forever. He says the spark of adventure and exploration is what made him want to go to Juneau even more.
I shared in my installation that there is a exploration that took place up and down the East Side Passage ages ago. Today, I think the exploration is a spiritual exploration, that we find ourselves in relationship with Christ, but yet we're still searching and we're still finding and mapping out our way as disciples.
Since being installed last month, Burns has been on the road trying to learn his new diocese and meeting people. He realizes the challenges ahead, but he says so far his experience in Southeast Alaska has been wonderful.
"I'm having a blast. It really is exciting. You're never quite sure what the Lord's going to ask you to do, but as long as you place your faith in the Lord, you just know that by his grace, and he will give you the strength to just follow it."
Burns will continue to make his rounds in the Southeast. He will be in Ketchikan this Thursday, and next week he will head to Prince of Wales Island.
"The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And our celebration has ended. Let us go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God."
Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.